George.
Hi, it's Donna.
And this is currently with
George and Donna.
Hi, babies. We missed you.
Oh, babies. We missed you guys so much. It's been so long. How long has it been, George?
Enough to have an actual baby.
We did not have a baby, just to be clear.
No, we just moved.
But we could have in the amount of time it took us to do another episode.
Yeah, so my idea I pitched you was 6 episodes a year. And then gurgling sound from the outside that almost scared me.
But yeah, we're going to do more than 6 episodes a year. He just pitched that to me and said, it's okay that we've had such a, you know, like a 10-month break or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
I mean, people wait like tons of time for different things.
I would like to point out that an Avengers movie has come out in less time. Between 2 Avengers movies have come out in less time than it's taken us to do another episode.
Yeah, that's how I keep time. So you're speaking my language. Okay, now it makes sense.
And we ain't going to make $1 billion this week off this year. So.
No. When we're recording this, the Avengers Endgame is coming out next week. But they may not get this till then.
So yeah, I think the last time we spoke with you guys, we had all these promises about keeping it up. Well, long story short, all of George's microphone equipment was packed away for a long time.
Yeah.
We'll tell you guys more about it later. But what had happened is we sold our house on April 16th of 2018. We were already under contract on our new house when that happened. We went under contract in March on our new house. It took us until June 21st to go to closing on our new house. And it took us until November 6th to finish renovation and move into our new house. So there was a long time that we were kind of bouncing around. Mm-hmm. We talked to you guys when we were in Araby, but we went a couple places after that. We'll have to tell you about that.
So from Araby, we went to
Mid-City.
Mid-City.
We lived in Mid-City for a cool...
No, we went to your mom's first for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks. We went to my mom's house, and then we went to Mid-City, and then we went back to my mom's house, and then we moved into our new house. When we moved into our new house, we got busy, girl. We got so much to do. We renovated the inside of the house, but the outside of the house still needed things to be done that we ourselves are doing.
Yeah, we're getting real handy. Real handy.
And I got 3 jobs now.
Yeah, so a lot has changed.
Yeah, improv. George does a D&D session every 2 weeks, pretty steady. It's been jam-packed full of things.
Yeah, so I've been playing games, board games. You've been working 3 jobs. I've been building stuff.
George requires a lofty lifestyle. He requires to maintain a certain standard of living. Therefore, I'm working 3 jobs.
Board games aren't cheap anymore because people actually buy those. I got to build stuff. Mm-hmm. Build stuff and make stuff and 3D print stuff. That don't come cheap.
Mm-mm. It's time consuming.
Yeah, it's 3 times the money to make something instead of buying it. So.
Seems that way.
It seems that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here we are. I mean, what's today, George? April 17th.
Nice.
It's a year and a day after we sold our last house.
Wow. A year and a day. So what was the most memorable thing of the last year to you?
You guys, I don't know if you heard that, but my voice just totally went out. I've had the worst allergies the last week, but anyway.
That was the most memorable thing.
If that happens again, sorry. The most memorable thing from the house, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, you know...
This last year, because a year... Oh. I felt like we accomplished so much in a year with all the traveling that we did.
Oh, we're going to need a whole episode just to talk about traveling.
Traveling, okay.
Yeah, traveling alone.
This
is goodness.
Riveting podcasting.
Yes.
Emmy nominated, currently with George and Donna.
Always talking about what we're going to tell you about later. But never telling you.
Never getting to it. Not one single time. Don't expect it.
No. Over the past year, my favorite memory. Jeez Louise. I guess when we finally got to move into the house.
Yeah.
I think it was nice. It was right before the holidays. I actually got to cook Thanksgiving dinner here, which was nice. We had Christmas here. My sister came to stay with us briefly. So I think the holidays here were very nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to those times where, like, it would be a Sunday afternoon and we didn't have anything planned. And we just, like, would come home, play board games, or just relax. That's what I'm looking forward to. But my favorite part of the year, I would say when the weather is, like, not very cold, not very hot, and just walking around the house with all the light pouring in.
Yeah.
That's what I really like.
There it was again. Sorry about my voice. Yeah, that's pretty nice. It is pretty peaceful. It's very, very, very peaceful in this house. The birds chirp a lot, which is nice. They sing little songs for us.
And I go out there and I try to do the Snow White thing, sing to them so that they would let them. No, they don't do that.
Yeah. No, well, we do have a little gecko living in our sunroom. His name's Gonzo. I just scared the poo out of him tonight. I went to water a plant and he was napping in the plant and he was like, "What you doing, girl? Get up out of here." And he jumped out the plant and freaked out, but he's okay.
Yeah. Gonzo, which I keep calling Gordon. And then you said it was because of that movie.
Well, it's the Wall Street movie.
The Wall Street movie.
Gordon Gecko. Like,
what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, but his name's Gonzo.
Yes, his name's Gonzo. Anyways, we digress. So yeah, we jumped around over the summer. We had a bunch of crazy interactions with our bank last year trying to get this loan that they had never done before. They had never done this type of renovation loan. We were literally their first clients to do it. They didn't even have a template in their computer yet for this particular type of loan. They built it for us. And then crazy stories about our contractors too. That's why it took us a good little while to get into the house, but we're here.
Yeah. So one contractor story I think we mentioned on the last episode was Alligator Shake. So in our first adventure of contracting, which, you know, if you're a contractor out there,
no offense,
our millions of listeners, one of you is bound to be a contractor. Wow. A lot of the things that they say about contractors. You know what they say about contractors. It's all true.
It's all true.
Every.
Again, no offense to our contractor. Our pastor's a contractor. We love him to death. But, you know, some of the stories are true. And you don't realize that until you get into a renovation situation.
Yeah. Yeah. And so our first one that we finally settled on, and this guy walked through, I was seeing, 15 to 30 contractors. Every day after work?
The number keeps growing. No, in our process for this particular loan, we had to interview contractors, of course, and find one we liked. The bank messed that part up too. Long story short, though, we found one in the end. But in our interview process, we probably had about 10 contractors come through, I think.
And there was one guy who came in, and he was awesome. I mean, he was he caught the vision. Very personable guy.
He was very excitable, just like George. If you've ever met George, you know George's personality. He's very excitable. He's going to get excited about whatever you're doing. You're going to get a million high fives and handshakes from George.
If I'm excited about the subject, or sometimes when I learn a new subject I'm very excited about, if somebody. But he was very excitable. He caught the vision. He knew what we wanted to do. He loved the house.
He liked fist bumping and high fiving as much as George does. Yeah, they were just going at each other the whole time in the house.
Fist bumping and high fiving nonstop. And so after he would leave, it would get really weird in emails and texts. So he'd get a little bit aggressive. So it's like, hey, so, okay, thanks for talking last night. So you'd be able to start in 30 days from closing? And he'd be like, oh, no, you're kidding me.
Right.
And I was like, wait, hold up. This is not the guy I was high-fiving, fist-bumping. I must have read the tone wrong on that text.
Right.
And then you'd be like, no, you didn't. His tone is negative. And I'd be like, no, that's not the guy I know.
Yeah.
We fist bumped a bunch. So I would call him, and then, no, he would be like, he kind of would backtrack a little bit. Like, he wouldn't be as aggressive. But right. I would agree that it was from an aggressive tone. So it was just really like I felt like, you know, one of those people in a relationship that is like, he's really nice when
you... Yeah, like maybe he was gaslighting you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was just like a weird thing.
Right. So we'd say, oh, do you think you're going to be able to, you know, for example, get this island in this way? Oh, that's going to look great, dude. That's going to look so awesome. There goes the fist bumps and the high fives.
Yeah.
And then he would email us or text us and say, yeah, that's not going to happen. You're not going to be able to do it this way. You're going to have to, and we were like, wait, man, wait, we thought you saw the vision, dude. What happened?
Yeah.
And he would just get real serious. Well, they told us that they would be able to start work
on a certain day.
On a certain day.
And they said it would take.
In June.
Yeah. And then we.
Sorry, in May. Yeah.
We tried to, we were trying to figure out the length of time that it would take to finish the job.
Mm-hmm.
And our plan was they would renovate our master bedroom, then we'd move in, and then they'd finish the rest of the house. And he brought his contractor over, and then it became a three-way high-five fist bump fest.
Yeah. Well, he was part of the contract. He was the finance part of that particular contracting company.
Yeah.
So he brought the main guy, the owner, over, and it was we all see this vision. We are excited about working on your house.
But I learned my lesson.
Is what they told us.
I learned my lesson. Instead of just verbally saying it, I said, can we all shake on it?
Mm-hmm. This is right? True, you guys.
I grew, right? Because I said, you know, no more like walking away. No, we're going to shake on it.
Yeah, this is not made up at all. This is God's honest truth, 100% true. George said, all right, if we all agree that you guys can start work in May. Now, sidebar, this is when we, you know, thought we were still going to go to closing.
Yeah.
You know, soon. Because we signed a contract in March. So, we said, you guys are going to start in May. And they said, yep, we're good to go. George did say, all right, let's go ahead and shake on it then. We got a deal. And they both said, we got a deal.
Yeah.
And they shook my hand too. Everybody shook hands. All of us. We all shook hands.
Yeah.
And that was on a Wednesday, I think.
That was on a Wednesday. And then, what was it? A couple of days later, they're like, yeah, we can't do it.
It was Friday.
Oh, no. He did that weird thing where he's like, hey, can I go check out the house one last time to just check some numbers?
On Thursday.
And I was like, yeah, absolutely you can. And then you were like, that's really weird that he wants to come. I'm like, nah, we shook on it. We're all good.
I gotta tell y'all. And I'm not tooting my own horn or anything like that. I'm just being really, for real. I can read people very well sometimes. Do you think so?
Sometimes, yeah.
I think sometimes I can see past the facade of something and I see somebody. Like, see them for real. I can't explain to you. It doesn't happen all the time. But sometimes I'm like, that's not what that person meant.
If Donna puts her eyes on you.
Don't let me put these eyes on you too hard. It's when I be looking too hard that I see right
through
you.
If I ever think somebody's lying to me or not representing the truth, I'm going to be like, Donna, put your eyes on them.
I do think if I wasn't a chemist, I could have been a lawyer. Because my mom would always say that to me when I was growing up. You should be a lawyer. You should be a lawyer the way you're questioning me.
Mm.
Why was I questioning my mom? I don't know. Anyways.
So he came to the house. On his own to just check everything out. And then there was silence, radio silence. And then...
And I said, something's up, George. Why would he come back out to the house?
Then he was like, hey, sorry. I got the email. Hey,
on a
sorry.
Friday evening. We were hoping at that point we were going to close soon. And then on Friday evening...
Yeah, he calls and he emails and says, hey, can't do the job, sorry. And then I called him and I was got into heart to heart with him, like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, no, it's not gonna work out. And
he said, yeah, we can't do it until July or something. Yeah. Was what it was. And you said, well, that's not what we agreed on. You're supposed to start work.
Yeah. And he was I said, I'm just disappointed. I just told him. I was disappointed because I know I'm gonna have to call you after and I just told him, and then he started backtracking again, like, hey, let me run the numbers. Everything's moving too quick.
And I said, okay. They had gotten another client, he said. They said they got a client
and it's a business decision. That was ready to
roll, and it was a quote-unquote business decision.
Yeah. So, yeah, at that time, it just fell apart. Because we called again. Then he tried to say, hey, I'm trying to run the numbers. I'm going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted us to sign a contract, like, saying that we were going to do the work, which was not a problem because it was based on the bank. And
we didn't we didn't just shake on it. I should clarify that.
I did.
We signed with them. They did renderings for us and we signed on with them, and we were exchanging paperwork back and forth, and they signed something for our bank and everything like that. So it was an agreement. It was a full-on agreement. We shook on it too. And they straight up said, yeah, we can't do it. We can't start it for like 2 months after. And at that point, we thought we were getting the house way sooner than what we did. So we said, that's not going to work for us. And that's not cool because you promised us. And they said, sorry, business decision.
But since then, we've met a worse contractor. So before we knew the bad contractor that we would eventually have, we were joking in between that time, and like, if I would ever say, like, you'd be like, hey, you're gonna run get that milk after work, and you know, I forget sometimes, you would tell me, like, I'd be like, yeah, of course I will, and you're like, alligator shake on it.
That became our little saying. So you know how they say crocodile tears, like fake tears? Well, this company's name had something to do with a certain type of animal.
Mm-hmm.
So we would say,
alligator shake
on you it. Want an alligator shake on that? If we thought the other one wasn't being 100%.
or even with friends or family, like, yeah, he alligator shaked on that.
Did my sister say she was going to come by? And she didn't. Oh, she must have alligator shook on it. So now it's a thing. We call it an alligator shake when somebody is kind of blowing smoke up your patoot, and they're just gonna like let the bottom fall out on you really quick.
But I was thinking, because I love the saying alligator shake, alligator shake, and I'm like, why did we stop saying that? And it's just like, oh, because we met something that was it wasn't even worth being funny. And it wasn't really, some of the work was okay, you know, it wasn't top of the line, but so that wasn't the issue. It was just interactions that we'll talk about in the future episodes.
Yeah, we'll tell you about how the real renovation went when it finally did get up off the ground. We'll tell you about that. But
we're back on it. We actually had time tonight.
We're back on it.
A year and a day later, we had time to record and to say hello to our babies.
Yes,
and,
babies.
And love you, babies. And we got a lot of stuff coming up to talk about. We have
so much to talk about. I'm so excited. For instance, I'll give you a sneak peek right now. We're sitting in our office that has a lovely view of our swimming pool. And it's all nice and clean. And you got to hear about what it took to get there.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, we got duped by the seller on it for you know,
we need a whole swimming pool episode.
Yeah,
don't you the way I said that was weird. Swimming pool episode.
You almost missed the L.
I did.
Yeah, you caught yourself at the very
swimming
end.
Pool. All
right, babies, it's been fun.
We miss you so much.
We're gonna try to put these out regularly to so that you know what's going on with George and Donna, because currently, we can't keep up.
Oh, and I'll just make this public service announcement. The title of this podcast will be a straight up lie for the next few episodes, because we just told you about something that was not happening currently. It happened.
Yeah, oh.
It happened 6-8 months ago.
Passedly?
Passedly with George and Don. No, the past. No, that doesn't sound good.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. If you have any suggestions, we don't have a forum. Mm-mm. We don't have a blog post.
We'll never know. Just think it to... If you have a suggestion, just think it to yourself.
Just think it. and say it to yourself.
Maybe tell a friend or a family member.
Have a great night.
Bye, babies.